Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Throughout the fall of 1862, Wisconsin soldiers were making a name for themselves for their ferocious fighting in several major battles. Most notably, the Black Hats of the West gained their better-known moniker, the Iron Brigade, after an epic battle at South Mountain 150 years ago last month. By 1863, Wisconsin soldiers were back at it, this time in the so-called Western Theater of the Civil War. Wisconsin regiments, most notably the Old Abe 8th, participated valiantly during the long siege of Vicksburg, Mississippi. As our Iron Brigade and Beyond series continues, independent historian Thomas Martin Sobotke explains why Vicksburg was such a strategic target for Union forces.
Vicksburg was a long campaign. Grant and Sherman tried to attack Vicksburg from the north, from some bayous and swampy areas, the Chickasaw Bluffs, and were repulsed. At the same time, Confederate cavalry raided Grant's supply depot at Holly Springs in Tennessee, and that was where they had the supplies for the campaign. And so Grant had to try a second method, and that was to dig canals that would allow them to get up to the heights from the west side of Vicksburg. And Vicksburg is on bluffs that overlook the Mississippi River. And all they accomplished in the winter and early spring was to get a lot of guys sick with yellow fever, malaria, dysentery. That failed. Finally, Grant came up with the idea of marching his army through the bayous on the west side of the Mississippi River south and then crossing the river so that he could get his army on the same side of the river as General John C. Pemberton's Confederate army that was defending Vicksburg, so that you wouldn't have to climb up some bluffs and cross a river to attack an enemy that was entrenched. You could at least do it from ground that was roughly equal from behind. But to do that, his army, which included a number of Wisconsin regiments, many of them fighting with William Tecumseh Sherman's corps, they fought five pitched battles in less than a month in May of 1863. And what Grant and his army did that was so smart was they took double the ammunition they normally would take. They took hardly any food. They simply knew that much of Mississippi that they were going to march through had a plentiful supply of food still on a lot of these plantations. And they took everybody's wagon and carriage and loaded them up with food, and they simply lived off the land for several weeks. They fought a battle at Raymond, and then they pushed a relief force under General Johnston out of the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. And Grant, I guess, in a bit of bravado, went and slept in the hotel room of General Johnston's headquarters the night after Johnston quit the Capitol. And they destroyed a lot of the machine shops and warehouses in Jackson, Mississippi. And, of course, the great battles that got them to Vicksburg were on May the 16th, 1863. They fought at a place called Champion's Hill. And one particular Wisconsin regiment, the 11th Wisconsin, was playing a central role in driving the Confederate defenders from that strong point, Champion's Hill, and taking their entrenchments. Other Wisconsin soldiers fought again a couple of days later at the Big Black River, where the retreating Confederate Army heading for Vicksburg fought a delaying action, which was unsuccessful.
A life on the Vicksburg Bluff, a home in the trenches deep, where we dodge Yanks.
And then, of course, the 8th Wisconsin, that Old Abe Regiment, as they were being called, with Chippewa Indians. In fact, I guess a tribal elder or his son had caught this eagle and tamed it originally. They brought the bird along, and they did make an assault the last week in May of 1863 to try to take Vicksburg before the Confederates really had a chance to recover. But you have to give them credit. They repulsed that attack, and the men settled down for a very long siege of many weeks that lasted all through June. And they literally starved out Vicksburg. The citizens of the city were living in dugouts that were dug out on the reverse sides of the hills to escape almost around the clock Union artillery bombardment. And I think by the middle of June or late June, General Pemberton, who had 33,000 troops, could see the handwriting on the wall. His army was reduced to eating rats. The populace were eating dogs. The horses had all been eaten practically. A lot of people were coming down with dysentery, and disease was a problem. They were weak.
Old Grant is starving us out. Our grub is wasting away. Pem don't know what he's about, and he hasn't for many
in the siege lines. I'll throw in the 8th Wisconsin again. You can find a nice monument to them on the battlefield at the National Battlefield Park at Vicksburg. There's a fine monument to the state of Wisconsin and all the regiments that were in the siege and fought there so nobly. And they made a big difference. But these rebels would be shooting at that damn buzzard for every day. It was sort of like a regular thing. You know, they'd release the eagle and he'd cry and make an eagle's cry and sweep up and down the line, and they'd take shots and they never hit them. And it frustrated the Confederates. So I guess the bird deserves a lot of credit. And of course, after the war, Old Abe was kept alive for Wisconsin veterans and citizens to go see at the state capitol, the old state capitol. And then he was stuffed after he finally died.
Be bread, our old be bread will keep. Be bread.
One of the things that veterans of the Civil War, even outside Wisconsin, if they visited the state, you would go to the state capitol and you would go down to the basement where a lot of the captured battle flags from the war and memorabilia were and this stuffed bird, and you'd get your photograph taken as a memento of your visit. Unfortunately, we lost him when the old state capitol burned at the beginning of the last century. But Old Abe the Battle Eagle was known by both sides out in the Western theater of war.
A life on the Vicksburg Bluff, a home in the trenches deep, where we dodge and shells enough, and our old pea bread won't keep.
But Vicksburg's important because, of course, the whole Confederate army surrenders. In the early days of July, Pemberton was from the north. He had married a southern woman. And he knew, I think he was from Philadelphia or something like that, and he knew that the 4th of July might be a good day to surrender to the Union forces because, as he put it later, you know, I knew that we would get the best terms and best treatment if we surrendered then. And one of the things that I liked about reading about Vicksburg, and I'm not a student of it as much as some historians, but the surrender was handled with such dignity on both sides. The Union forces actually, in many cases, saluted the Confederates. They didn't hoot them or berate them. Both sides had a chance to look at each other out, you know, out in the open and decide that that they fought well. But the Confederates lost 33,000 men to the fight, hundreds of artillery pieces. And most importantly, after Vicksburg fell, you have, of course, the Mississippi River as an invasion highway that is now fully open to Union forces, not just partially open. And Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, said prior to Vicksburg's fall that Vicksburg is the nail that holds the two halves of the Confederacy together. And essentially after Vicksburg falls, much of the Western Confederacy, the Trans-Mississippi West, is cut off from the rest of the Confederacy. And it will make the further invasion of the Deep South much easier for the Union side. And Wisconsin was there.
Thomas Martin Sabotke is a Pewaukee historian, teacher, and the voice of our Iron Brigade and Beyond Wisconsin in the Civil War series. He's the author of the book Across That Dark River, The Civil War Memory, published by Moving Train Books. Our Civil War series is produced by Stephanie Lecce. You can see historical images up at our series site at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Flash Fiction Friday returns. Keep listening. That is next on Lake Effect from WUWM.